Kathleen Ferguson, the New York State Teacher of the Year, has also won several awards for excellence in teaching. Yet, she told a Senate Education Committee hearing on the state's new Common Core standards that under the new rules, even she could not score a rating of highly effective in the new teacher evaluations. The reason, she says, is that her marks were based in part on student test scores. She teaches second graders with special needs who are often behind the level of other children in their grade. But the new standards permit no exemptions for her students.
This system does not make sense.
Ferguson says her students were required to take pretests for almost the entire first month of the school year. The pretests are used to measure what students don't know. They're used as a comparison for their performance on tests given at the end of the school year after they have actually been taught the material. The test scores are then used as part of the new process of teacher evaluations. They're required under terms of federal grants worth millions of dollars that the state has received. Ferguson says the tests were very stressful for her students.
When we have tests in every subject almost every day of September, it's incredibly difficult to lay a foundation of comfort and joy in school when every day I have to send them to music or gym or art and say to them, today you're taking another test. And they're only 7 years old.
Ichabod Crane Elementary School principal Tim Farley called the implementation of the Common Core program completely disastrous.
The anxiety that people keep testifying on is real. The children are crying. The teachers are crying.
Farley, whose school is located in the Hudson Valley, says he's decided not to allow his own four children to go through the testing process.
There is no governmental agency that's going to force my kids to do something that goes against my wishes and what I know is wrong for my kids.
State Education Commissioner John King did not attend the hearing. King was at a forum on the Common Core standards attended by about 1,000 parents at a school on Long Island Tuesday night. Newsday described the meeting as raucous, reporting that King was booed and at times shouted down. King sent a deputy commissioner, Ken Stentz, to the Senate hearing instead. Stentz admitted to senators that the launch of Common Core has been rough.
We have a lot of work to do, and we know that.
Stentz faced extensive questioning from senators who say they've received more calls and emails from parents and teachers complaining about the Common Core implementation than they have about any other issue. Senate Education Committee Chair John Flanagan criticized state education officials for requiring that the standards be adopted before they had even finished the lesson plans, known as modules, that would offer curriculum guidance to teachers. He says, for instance, 7 modules in one subject were supposed to be finished in time for this school year, but only one was actually completed in time.
I liken this to like playing for a football team. If you have a playbook and there's 60 plays in the playbook, but the coach only gives you 5 and says, I want you to go out and win the title, I don't know how you do that.
Deputy Commissioner Stentz replied,
the timeline was not optimal by any means, considering what we were typically used to when we would do that curriculum mapping, when we would do that curriculum work.
New York and Kentucky are the only two states who are fast-tracking the Common Core standards. Last year, 2/3 of New York students failed the first round of testing. Other states are taking more time to make the transition. Many are asking for a delay, including the State Teachers Union and the New York State PTA. So far, state education officials say they don't want to slow down the program. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.